Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I got a memo from top management here at USA Prepares, and they say I'm on this week every day. And so, of course, today is Monday with Dr. Norm Shealy. Tomorrow I'll be on with Rich Sheban. Wednesday, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Thursday, it will be just me with tips from my book. I'll be talking about all kinds of tips to save you money and automotive tips. And Friday, Kathy will be interviewing me. She has a whole bunch of questions about how to repair appliances and how to make them last longer. So we're talking about washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, freezers, and stoves. So she's going to be interviewing me for 2 hours about how to repair, maintain, what it costs, what you can do yourself, what's easy, and how to do it. So that's this week's schedule. Gene in Kentucky is with us. Amit, you're next. Gene, you wanted to ask Dr. Shealy some follow-up questions?
Well, I'm more concerned. If I'm worried about dying, of a stroke, a heart attack, falling down the steps, getting burnt by throwing logs into my outdoor burner, and just tripping over my own feet than I am any COVID. And I'm more worried about my husband getting the flu shots and then passing it on to me, because I read that it has to be in cholesterol for it to be contagious.
Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, obviously, it's a whole list of good health habits that one uses to protect the heart. You start with, if you've got normal blood pressure, great. If you've got normal cholesterol, great. You correct those things, and of course, you be sure that you're getting adequate magnesium. That's the number one cause of heart trouble, in my opinion, even more important than cholesterol.
Yeah, I'm not worried about cholesterol. But magnesium, I've got your lotion now, you know, because I've got some magnesium.
Right, the lotion is the way to go. It's 10 times, 100 times better than oral.
Yeah. But I'm not concerned.
Dr. Shealy, is there a relationship between cholesterol and sugar consumption?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. interestingly, it's when you eat carbohydrate with fat, a carbohydrate of any kind, but especially sugar, that you get into trouble with cholesterol. You almost never do if you don't have carbohydrate with it.
Now, Gene, I'm not suggesting that you consume more sugar. You know that, right?
I know.
Never, ever.
No, Mac, I consume a lot
perfect.
Of good fats, you know, like my avocados I eat and my eggs with all the curry powder and the turmeric and the hemp seeds and the chia seeds and all that on it. You know what I mean? I don't eat bread. I eat gluten-free if I do eat anything like that, you know. But I've given up dairy, and since I've given up dairy, I love dairy, I have no more allergies in the fall.
When you say you've given up dairy,
yes,
please tell us exactly what you mean so the whole class understands.
Well, I would drink milk and all that. And then when I moved here, I found a little club thing that you could join and you could get grass-fed, you know, milk, goat milk. It was delicious, all the cream on it and the butter that was made locally and all that stuff. And I loved it. I love all that cream taste. But as soon as I gave it up, I no longer had the seasonal allergies in the fall, the hay fever and all that.
And Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, you know, dairy is one of those unique things. Some people are really sensitive or allergic to it. I am not. I can eat unlimited amounts.
Okay.
Last night,
and,
in fact, that
and
was
what about
too.
Okay. What about cheese? Should we be limiting cheese and milk and dairy products in general? Is there an amount that most people can have, but don't exceed
X? Well, I think most people, a glass or two of milk or an ounce or two of cheese or a cup of plain yogurt. I never buy the sugared yogurt. The flavored yogurt, because it's always got sugar added to it. But my favorite is plain Greek yogurt.
That's what I used to eat, all that. Cheese and all that stuff. Yogurt, I loved it. You know what I mean? I eat it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like I gave it up. I have less allergies now. The only time I cough now is because I've been outside.
Gene, I'm so...
wood in the fireplace, I thought I'd put a mask on then. But I had all that smoke in my face.
Yeah, and you should do that, Gene. You should have that mask on for that wood stove. You have an outdoor wood furnace,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing it by myself now. So, yeah. You know.
Do you know what kind you have?
Hardy.
Do you know what kind you have?
Hardy.
Hardy. Okay. So Hardy has a small firebox. Yeah, and
big enough for this.
So
house.
You've got
big
to feed that
to
what, three, four times.
Yeah. But still foresty.
Yeah. Feed it three or four times a day?
No. I only go out there once.
How many times?
I just check it. Like, I just
okay.
Do something.
Well, I'm going to do a broadcast.
We throw those in there.
Hold it. You don't throw used railroad ties in there, do you?
No, we buy them from the Amish that make railroad ties, the cutoff. You go over there and buy a whole
trailer load
for $15.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And then we season them.
That's right. Right.
And then we buy slabs, and we sell those left.
Yes. So what you're talking about is wood that's used for railroad ties, that's cut for railroad ties, but they are not used railroad ties. You're talking about
they make all kinds
wood
of
that has just been cut. It's fresh.
Yes. But
right. We do the same thing. Right. For 9 months plus. One of these days, I'm going to talk about. I'll be talking about how to heat your house with wood, how we do it here at the farm, and I'll be talking about the technology of an outdoor wood furnace. Okay, Gene. Anything else? We've got Amit, who's been on hold patiently for at least 16
minutes.
We also
have a stove at the other house, but it's indoors, a zero clearance fireplace. But he has to feed that, and we have to feed that all the time, you know. But we love the outdoor. But you know, it still eats a lot of wood, and it's complicated with the new coil. I had to buy a new coil and all that stuff, you know, and the water circulates and all that. But I love the heat though from it, you know.
Yeah, that's because you have a Hardy, and all your domestic water goes through that coil, so it eats up the coils. You're right. All right, Gene, we've got to move on to Amit. Thank you for calling.
I'm so glad
to hear your voice.
Thank you
for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye, y'all. Thank you, Dr. Shilley.
Well, I'm on.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Finally heard her this
thank you.
Hour.
And Jean has an addiction, and she's addicted to sugar, and she just can't shake it. But one of these days, she's going to call us, I know, and tell us that she has been cured. By the way, Dr. Shilley, do you think there's a possibility, I mean, everybody likes sugar, right, or just about everybody, because of the taste. Do you think the PEMF device would be beneficial in curing sugar addiction? Is that a possibility?
I'm going to be facetious, especially if you held it in your mouth. I'm teasing. No, I think you could. It does help addiction tremendously. And so I think it almost certainly would.
You know,
on the head.
I got to tell you, there's so many potential trials that you could do with that technology. It's not quite endless, but it's almost endless, right?
Well, we should be finished by the end of this month on measuring anandamide, the bliss hormone. We're playing with that this month.
Mm-hmm. Please let us know how that works out and what your findings are. Amit, welcome.
Yes, good morning, Vince, and good morning, Dr. Sheely. And
I'm
very happy to hear that Vincent is back, indicating that he's well and he's well enough. I think I heard last week Mr. Sheban saying that perhaps he's not well, so I was concerned that he's not in the habit of missing for an entire week. So I'm very happy to hear him back on the show. The question I have for Dr. Sheely is, why enlarged prostate is linked with erectile dysfunction?
Vince, I need help with it. I can't hear him well.
Okay. Amit, can you speak a little bit louder and ask your question one more time, maybe a little bit more slowly?
Yes,
you're talking about erectile dysfunction.
My question is, why is an enlarged prostate linked with erectile dysfunction?
Well, it is a male thing. Virtually all males get some degree of enlarged prostate as you increase in age after age 50. Now,
okay,
probably over half of them get into symptoms needing treatment.
Okay. So
the only way to avoid it is be castrated or have it taken out.
So is it because of the age getting higher or older that these symptoms converge, or there's a link between them?
Again, Vince, I need help.
Okay, well, he's wondering if there's a link between longevity, how long a person has been alive, and the symptoms of enlarged prostate combined with erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yes. In general, the vast majority of men by age 60 have probably well under 50% as much testosterone and DHEA as they had at age 25. So it's a combination of the loss of testosterone and DHEA and the enlargement of the prostate. They go together.
I see. Got that.
And that was... Now, Amit, I have a question that I don't know if you considered asking, but I'll ask it for you.
Yes.
Dr. Sheely, you'd mentioned that you have determined that the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device that you offer on your website, that you have had your trials with, have had a positive impact in reversing erectile dysfunction. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And do we know why that works?
Well, I think it increases circulation. That's probably, I don't think it's probably directly affecting testosterone levels or DHEA in that particular location, but it does increase circulation markedly.
All right. So in that line of thinking, Dr. Sheely, is that why I have found, and Amit, please stay with us. This all ties together. I have found that my inflammation is dramatically decreased with the results of your protocol, which includes the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. Is it because I've increased circulation in my chest? And when we come back, I'm going to share with you the results of my pulmonology test.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NORM. SHEALY.com. He's a senior USA Prepares instructor. He is the longest running instructor here at USA Prepares. He's been with me since the very beginning and still here. Still here with us. 2 hours a week on Mondays. And if you'd like to call and make an appointment with him and talk to him one on one, his office number in Springfield, that's central time zone, is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And I wanted to let Sharon in Montana know that Kathy would like to be on the air with you the 29th, so the two of you can get together. And Sharon, if you're in class today, just give me a call. Let me know if that works for you. You and Kathy can broadcast together and talk about tips and things that you think are important. So we have Amit with us, and Amit, I wanted to share this with you. So I have followed Dr. Shealy's protocol, and it absolutely is dramatic, the results. And I've been using the pulse electromagnetic frequency device. And I believe what Dr. Shealy said is exactly right. It improves circulation. Now, improving circulation seems to be working in conjunction with vitamin C and the multivitamin formula Dr. Shealy has made. And that's called Dr. Shealy's Essentials. And the youth formulas is vitamin C. And you can get all these things on his website, normshealy.com. Now, here's what was dramatic. I have, I used to go to a pulmonologist, once a month. Then I graduated to every 3 months and every 6 months. And here's something that in my last visit, which was maybe, about 10 days ago or so, they put me in this box, and it's a glass enclosed box. It's a pressure chamber. It looks like a phone booth, except it has a tight seal. And they have you breathe in and out, and they measure your respiration, how much you absorb of the oxygen, etc. And it's all computer controlled, and there's a printout. And then after I had this breathing test, I went back into the exam room, and I saw my pulmonologist, medical doctor. And he looked at the chart, previous results, 6 months ago. I'm sorry, maybe 3 months ago. And then he looked at the recent results that were just taken. And he looked back and forth, and he was turning his head between these two sheets of paper. He couldn't believe it. He was absolutely shocked that my lung capacity has improved 15%. I have a feeling that that is extremely rare, if it ever occurs at all. So he was absolutely stunned. And we discussed the protocol that I was following, Dr. Sheila's protocol, which I described in hour number one of this broadcast. So, Amit, here's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I've learned years ago, many years ago, from Dr. Sheila privately, and then more recently on the air, that this technology, the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, reduces erectile dysfunction symptoms. And Dr. Sheila had mentioned to me privately and on air that it's believed to relate to increased circulation, blood circulation. I'm telling you that in my case, with the lung or chest cavity inflammation, all of those things combined absolutely positively work. Now, can I say it is PEMF? I don't know for sure if it's just that, because I was not willing to pull any of the ingredients out of the mix. I was not willing to say, well, let's just try one of these things. I wanted the shotgun approach, and I wanted it done right away. And that's what I did. So I can't tell you that it was just PEMF or just the vitamin C or just the Dr. Sheila's essential vitamins. I can't tell you it was these, typically, maybe a little more unusually large dosages as recommended by Dr. Sheely. I can't tell you if it was one or all, but I can tell you all of them worked in combination. So I'd love to hear the rest of your questions, Amit, because this seems to be on your mind, and let's get it resolved right here, right now, today. Are you willing to stay with us through the bottom of the hour break, and then you can ask all your questions? But I wanted to prime you with what I know. When I say
I'll hold.
Please do. Okay, class. We're going to be talking about erectile dysfunction and prostate enlargement with Dr. Sheely when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As cold weather blankets much of the United States, the extra demand on power could have consequences. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe might have the kids watch the TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A wreck on the last lap changed the outcome of the Daytona 500.
The first race of the 2021 NASCAR season was plagued by a rain delay that lasted more than 5 hours and bookended my two large crashes. The Daytona 500 was only 15 laps old when a 16-car wreck brought out the yellow flag minutes before lightning brought out the red. Racing finally resumed around 9 o'clock Sunday night. On the final lap, teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano collided, causing a train reaction crash behind them. Michael McDowell was able to avoid the wreck and slide to the front to collect his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory. Chase Elliott finished second, Austin Dillon third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin, who won the race's first two stages, came in fifth. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my. When you got the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. Amit, please go ahead with your questions for Dr. Shealy.
Yeah, that is my question is asked, but I just wanted to thank Dr. Shealy for coming on Chiron Circle of 12 last Tuesday, that is January 6th. So I was wondering what he meant from the simple exercise of lifting our hands or arms above the shoulder, but he could make it there, and that was very helpful for me because I have not seen him on video, but it was possible to see him waving or lifting his arms as he liked his listeners to do.
So, yes, my favorite disposition of it is Bounce with Dr. Sheely on YouTube. But basically, just stand and bend your knees slightly up and down while you bend your arms in a great big circle to either side. Music conductors live longer than any other profession. That is because moving your arms like that is more important than moving your legs.
I see. Yes, that's what my other thought. That's all at this time.
So Italians should live longer because they talk with their hands, Dr. Sheely?
I suspect that is one of the reasons, yes.
Okay, Amit, anything else you'd like to ask Dr. Sheely?
No, that's all at this time.
Let me ask Dr. Sheely a question for you then. Dr. Sheely saw palmetto.
Well, yes, for the prostate, for decreasing benign prostatic hypertrophy. Saw palmetto, 400 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day, is the number one. Pygium, 50 milligrams a day, can also help.
Pygium, 50 milligrams, and saw palmetto.
Yep.
SAWPALMETTO, I believe is how it's spelled, or one
yep.
T. Okay. All right, Amit, thank you for calling. Thank you for being in class today.
Okay. Bye, Dr. Sheely, and bye, Vincent.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much for being with us, Amit. Okay, that was Amit. Dr. Sheely, I've gotten a bunch of questions here in my notebook. But do you have anything that you wanted to share? I don't want to preclude you from saying whatever you want to say.
Nope. Unless you got some really good insights on the Insurrection Act, I don't have anything else.
That would be Rich Sheban tomorrow. Rich Sheban has been, I got to tell you, he is passionate about this. And some of our class is very concerned that they want us to spend more time on the country going down the drain. And I'll tell you why I didn't do that today. Class, I believe there are so many people who are listening to broadcasts about that and doing nothing about it. And so I know for a fact that respiratory illnesses are really rampant through this country. A lot of people are having difficulty breathing. And I thought that this is something that our class can learn about and act upon immediately for themselves and actually have a positive benefit. Whereas what I have determined with talk radio is it's just that. Talk. And people, and Dr. Sheely said it on this broadcast in a different way, but the point I believe he was making is that if you learn about something and you don't act on it, what good did you do yourself? And I believe, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, that one fundamental difference between USA Prepares, just one, and all the other broadcasts that I've heard, except for Dr. Sheely's. He's with us on this, and he has his broadcast weekly on KICK Radio in Springfield, Missouri, and he's been broadcasting for decades. His broadcast and our broadcast have something in common, and that is you absolutely positively can learn something with every single broadcast, something that you can take away from it and act upon. Every broadcast, bar none. Whereas with talk radio, which has become more and more opinion radio, which has become more and more of a forum for venting frustrations, not us, but with other broadcasts. And actually, all that does is vent frustration, and not a single thing is accomplished. Nothing.
Right on.
I really believe that we are trying very hard at USA Prepares and Dr. Sheely's broadcast to teach what the problem is, how it got there, and what you can do about it, and how you can remedy it, and, in addition, prevent it in the first place. So that's what we do. That's what we've been doing, Dr. Sheely, for three times longer than I have. But together, Dr. Sheely and I have been together for for 10 years. About 30 years, Dr. Shuley's been doing it, in addition to that. So 20 years before us at USA Prepares. And that's why I decided that today's broadcast needed to focus on your health, the immediacy of it, what you can do to prevent.
By the way, I do have two patients who came in with chronic lung disease who had an oxygen saturation in one case of only 50%.
Oh, wow.
And in another case, 75%. And within 30 minutes of the pump on their chest, it came up to 95 or 96%.
Okay, so Dr. Shuley, now that's a small sample size. But
I don't have a lot of them. But
I know, but isn't that exactly what I've been saying?
Yes, exactly. I just wouldn't let you. You're not the only one so far, but you're the more chronic one.
Uh-huh. So, class, you can do this. And, you know, this device is not inexpensive, the pulse electromagnetic frequency device from Dr. Shuley. But, Dr. Shuley, have you considered making it available as a rental?
Well, if they are a patient of mine, they can get it as a rental. We charge $200 a month on rental, and if you keep it for 8 months, you own it.
Okay, class. So if you're wondering, does it work? You will know pretty darn quickly, certainly within that month, for sure, you will know. So, now to become a patient of yours, Dr. Shuley, is it as simple as making an appointment and having that consultation as I did?
That's all it takes.
All right, class. So, I cannot stress strongly enough that you are deliberate in your actions. So, for example, I did not want to waste Dr. Shuley's time. But I would have had I not followed his suggestions. I would have. And I would have wasted my time. I don't want you to do that to you or Dr. Shuley. So if you're literally going to follow through, please make that appointment. And follow through. Please. If you're not going to follow through, there's no sense in making the call, no sense in making the appointment. Let someone else have it. So, Dr. Shuley, we've been talking about magnesium lotion for years and years and years. And, class, I use the spray. And I had in my blood work, and I mentioned my blood work, it was exhaustive blood work, my magnesium results were perfect. And I would expect nothing less. However, I think my internist expected something less. And she said to me that I am her most unusual patient. Most unusual. So I stand out because of the things that I do, because I'm interested, and because I take action. I mean, there are other things, too. I mean, I think she read the article on 417 magazine, the local monthly magazine about preparedness, and she saw that that I was in there. But other than that, she thinks I'm pretty unusual in what I do. And you can be unusual too, class. You can actually do what's recommended. Now, taking vitamin C the way Dr. Shuley recommends it, I think that'll make you unusual. Because who else does it? Dr. Shuley, is that right? Do people really take vitamin C the way you recommend it? I don't think so. Am I right?
Most people do not. Mm-hmm. Because your FDA, as you know, I don't claim it, recommends only 100 milligrams a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about as good as they get.
Uh-huh. Okay. Dr. Shuley, so here's the question. I noticed that I have experimented with using a little bit less. I've experimented with using 2X, one half X, 2X, and my magnesium levels were perfect. Is there a possibility of overdosing with magnesium lotion or spray? Is there a possibility of doing that?
No, I don't think it's possible to do it through the skin.
And I have to agree with you only because I've ramped up and it was still perfect. It didn't show, an excess level of magnesium. So, there you have it, class. That's my experience and Dr. Shuley's medical experience. Okay, Dr. Shilley, you mentioned diarrhea, and if a person consumes too much vitamin C, they can develop diarrhea. Okay, outside of that, when a person has diarrhea, and I don't know anyone who, you know, who is middle-aged who can say I've never had it. We've all had it. What actually causes that under normal circumstances?
It's an irritation of the muscles themselves in the intestine. The intestines are just a big muscular tube, and it gets irritated, and the muscles overcontract.
Okay, and do we know what causes that irritation? Is it something we ate? Is it bacteria?
It is almost always an interreaction with a whole bunch of things. But it's an allergy to some extent or an irritation just from the chemical overdose for that particular person. Now, it can be any number of things. Now, magnesium by mouth, incidentally, is best used only as a laxative. milk of magnesia, that, for instance, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But taking it by mouth, you don't absorb it well. It goes through without getting into your bloodstream.
Since you mentioned laxative, we adopted this Terrier 57, variety Terrier. And so she's a mutt, and she's been eating things she shouldn't eat. When a person eats something that he or she should not have eaten and wants to eliminate it quickly, is there a laxative that you recommend for doing that?
Actually, I don't think there's a laxative that will work in that situation. There, I would like castor oil packs over the apple. It'll quiet the irritation.
Okay. I was just wondering, if it would be beneficial to eliminate this right away and lubricate the system and then just blow it out. I mean, not to be too graphic, but that was what my question was. Is there a way of getting rid of it quickly and with a lubricant? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844 844-443-6637, GCNLife.com, or 844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to go to the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Telephone number for his clinic, the office in the central time zone, is 417-351-5221. And sitting in the first seat of the front row of the contrarian section of this broadcast classroom is Robert in Kansas. Welcome, Robert.
It's cheap contrarian running water, Vince. You know that. And good morning to you and Dr. Shealy.
Hey, good morning.
You mentioned the burden of the mask, and I just want to say to the class that I never wear a mask. And the way that I do it is I print off the customer mask policy, your local and state mandates, whatever you have to print off, and I take them with me. Any corporation with sufficient legal counsel is going to want to limit their liability to tort, meaning they have exemptions. All you have to do is claim one of these exemptions, and you can shop anywhere mask-free. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm a 6-foot-plus, 200-pound man, and I've had to almost get into fights over this. But you can do it, and I really appreciate what you said about that, Dr. Shealy, because it's these people plan on keeping us in masks forever, so I hope people fight back real soon.
Robert, I have something to say about that. I'd like to clarify that. If I were to go out to a store and there was a sign that says masks required, I feel that it is my responsibility to comply with that private property's request. Okay? So I am not going to fight them. I haven't been in a place where I would have to even... I don't go out. I mean, I'm just happy here on the farm. I'm really just fine. But if there's a policy and they say masks are required, I am not going to challenge that because that is their right. Just as it is my right at my house to not have people smoke here. Now, there are people who have violated my no smoking policy here at the farm. And guess what? They're never coming back. Never. Okay, so what I'm saying is, if you don't want to wear a mask, that's fine. But if I had a policy, and if I allowed people on the farm, and you showed up and you gave me some notice of the government rules, regulations, and code saying that you are free to not wear a mask, I'd throw you out, and you'd never come back. Now, I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just saying that it seems to be reasonable for them to make their policies since they are in charge of their property. Robert, any comment?
Right, Vincent, private property, and I would respect what you told me to do. These are public spaces, and so it's just like if I was in a wheelchair and it didn't have a ramp. It's the same thing. If someone has a medical condition that would is a qualified condition that would preclude them from wearing a mask, then they can't have the liability to that tort. The lawyers know that. And so I'm just letting the class know that if you don't want to wear a mask, there are exemptions. And like I say, they plan on keeping us in these masks for indefinitely. So I hope that people take advantage of that.
One second. I believe I heard Dr. Shealy say in this broadcast that he does not wear a mask except if he goes in a place where they require a mask, which is exactly the position that I have. Did I say that right, Dr. Shealy?
Yes.
Okay. Back to you, Robert.
Right, Vincent. Just so you know, large corporations are going to have legal counsel. And just so everyone knows, if it's a Fortune 100, 500 company, I guarantee you they have exemptions, and so you don't have to. That's my only point, Vince. I want to talk about inflammation and glaucoma real quick. There's something called the endocannabinoid system, just like you have a circulatory system or neurological system. It's a system of the body related to inflammation and immunity mostly, but a lot of other things in the body too. And the way that you stimulate this system, there's exercise and cold and hot temperatures and certain extreme events, you know, fasting, things like that, that could lead to this system being stimulated. But it's also stimulated by cannabis and specifically something called activated cannabis oil. It's a whole plant extract. Some people call it the Rick Simpson method, where they boil down the whole plant of the indica cannabis plant. And it has been shown to activate this system, showing reverse aging type effects and everything that Dr. Shealy talks about at length. But I haven't heard him mention cannabis or the endocannabinoid system, and I wanted to bring that up and see if he has any comments or later research that could bring about a benefit to the class. And if they're dealing with these symptoms, inflammation, glaucoma, and things related to such, even cancers and other more serious ailments, that this endocannabinoid system, when stimulated, seems to have almost a, like I say, a reversed aging type impact on the body. It's fascinating to me and some of the clients that I work with in my personal training, health coach, area that I work in. So that has been something I have seen when they've used this, the inflammation in their body, the way they process everything, sleep, bowel movements, everything goes to a different level, almost a youthful type effect. So I wanted to bring that up and let anyone, you know, to know that, do their own research and see what they think about using an effective dose of cannabis, not to get high, but for a medicinal impact on the body that I really believe they made illegal for that reason, Vince, Dr. Healy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.